Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome into the Monday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Every morning we're here thanks to BetMGM off of bettingpros.com, and it's a Monday after the Masters. All right, so a lot to recap here at the top. Then we'll get to a new strategy I'm going to try out coming up today, and it might blow up in my face, but I'm going to try it and to see how things will go, because this is the point. This is the part of the betting season, the betting year, where I think it's time to be a little bit experimental. All right. So here we are after the Masters. We're after college basketball. We're after college football. We're after the NFL. Really, we have April to the draft. Then we have May, the Kentucky Derby. And then after that, it's not really all that hot until football comes back. So this is the time to be a little bit experimental. This is the first year for the Daily Juice. You know, our 1 year anniversary will be on July the 8th coming up here later on this year, but we haven't gone through this little valley together. And so this is when I do get a little bit experimental. And frankly, these are the times where a lot of people tend to pull back. They bet less and they try new things. And so I'm in the latter. I'm in the trying of the new things category, and I tend to be a little bit more fluid and be a little bit more aggressive at times, because I, you know, normally I've had a good run or a good season, or I'm flat and I'm not really chasing, but it's time to kind of just experiment to see some things that might work coming in the future. So that's where I'm going today. I'm not betting the NBA today. All right. The NBA has been kind of a disaster for me over the last couple of days, but I do have 3 bets in baseball. I do have 2 bets in hockey that I want to give to you guys coming up here. We'll recap the Masters here in just 1 second, but first let me tell you about a new offer we've got for you guys coming up here tonight. Starting tonight, we are giving away 5 separate $25 gift cards to the NBA store, nbastore.com. 5 $25 gift cards to nbastore.com. This is a Discord only competition, contest. We have created a new channel called the NBA Gift Card Contest. If you're watching on YouTube, there's a link below me to click on it for the Discord channel. If you're listening and not watching, go to our YouTube channel, subscribe to our YouTube, Betting Pros on YouTube, and click on the Discord link that's on one of the Daily Juice videos that's on all of them. There's a direct link. Click on it, and you get into the Discord channel. The contest is to guess the number of points scored in the highest and lowest scoring NBA games of the week. Okay. The highest and the lowest scoring NBA games for the week. Whoever gets closest when combining the two results will win. Entries are open now until 7:30 Eastern time on Monday night. So just put in their guesses into the NBA gift card contest on the NBA gift card contest channel. And if you haven't joined the Discord, go ahead and do so now to be eligible to be getting this contest right now to win one of our 5 $25 gift cards to nbastore.com. Look for that channel on the Discord channel on the Discord. NBA gift card contest is the name of that channel. All right. So to the Masters. We get John Rahm in the top 10. We get John Rahm over Bryson DeChambeau. And we had Will Zalatoris over, I forget who we had him over, right? But we had that bet right. And so we got those 3 bets right. The bets we got wrong were Justin Thomas to win, Justin Thomas in the top 10, Dustin Johnson in the top 10, and Patrick Cantlay in the top 10. So we go 3-4 overall on our bets for the Masters. We wound up pretty much flat, and I would say we're down just a little bit, which is fine, because if I'm given a couple of juice, you know, a couple of, you know, 0.2, 0.3, whatever it might be, I'm fine with that for units, because it's the Masters and it's really enjoyable and it's a lot of fun to push it. So John Rahm got there for even money in the top 10 for us. John Rahm got the victory yesterday easily, destroying Bryson DeChambeau. That was at minus 130. And Will Zalatoris got his victory in the head-to-head. That was minus 120 over Brian Harman. That's what we had him over for Will Zalatoris. So that was okay. I mean, not outstanding. But what is outstanding is that my brother and sister, both came to Vegas. Both my brothers and my sister both came to Vegas. So one night, I dropped them off at a local casino here in Vegas, and they went and put a bunch of bets in. My brother lost all the bets, but my sister put $100 down on Hideki Matsuyama to win the Masters at plus 1800 on Friday. So on Saturday, we go and I take my two brothers to Circa because I wanted to show my brothers the incredible sports book at Circa Sports. And my brother, who had lost all the bets on Thursday, or on Friday, I guess it was, made two parlays that would yield him, and this is, yes, one of my brothers betting parlays, he would yield him $350. He was down $300 on the weekend from betting and casino play and whatnot. And yesterday, my brother hit both those parlays to wind up $50 on the way out of Vegas, which is phenomenal. But not as phenomenal as my sister winning $1,800 on the Hideki Matsuyama bet. I'm not going to get into how she made that play. That's her. She made the bet. It's her money. It's her bet. She put it down $100 on Matsuyama to win the Masters on Friday at plus 1800. And wouldn't you know it, that thing comes in and cashes. So I'm going to take my sister today to, I thought it was at Circa. She didn't play it at Circa. She played it actually at the Red Rock Casino here in Summerlin. But I'm going to take her to a Stations Casino to cash that bet. And I'll videotape it if they let me. I'll videotape her cashing a $1,800 ticket on the Masters as a 21-year-old. So not a bad start to my sister's gambling life to go ahead. First time she'd ever placed a bet in person in her life. It may be the first bet she'd ever placed, period, in her life. She did place other bets during that day, but that was the first future wager she had bet. She bet on the Red Sox and she bet some other things that, you know, one of them cashed, one of them didn't, but that was the big one. That was the $100 bet she put down. So she cashes $1,800 on Hideki Matsuyama. So we all should be so lucky, right? So I got Dustin Johnson right in November. My sister got Hideki Matsuyama right in April. So far, my family has done pretty damn well at predicting the Masters over the last 12 months from a calendar year perspective. So that's pretty darn cool. So congrats to my sister for going ahead and knocking that down. All right. So let's go to Monday. Let's start with baseball and let's start with the Discord bet. So I went to the Discord channel and I said, I had you guys nominate different bets you liked. The three bets that were all put up, the most heavily recommended, were really close. That was the closest we had seen for the voting and for the recommendations. You know, pretty much consistent consensus bet was coming down on baseball, and it was Astros run line, Red Sox money line, and Padres run line. All right, those were the bets that were up for voting, and it was like 63 to 59 to 50 to like 61 or something, or 52 or something like that. It was all really close. The winner, the Boston Red Sox to win their seventh consecutive game on the road at the Minnesota Twins, who are 5-4. The odds I got here in Vegas on that money line for the Red Sox was plus 124. Okay. Pretty much you can get it somewhere in that range. So that's the first bet. The Discord plays are 3-2 so far. 3-2. However, I was already coming back. I was already going to bet this game, but I wasn't betting this game for who was going to win this game. I was betting this game for the total because the total is 9. And the Red Sox will start a pitcher in Martin Perez, who is not very good. And I'm just not looking at the Red Sox here. This is a game where I would be on the Twins. You guys are on the Red Sox. I would be on the Twins. I understand the point. Red Sox have won 6 games in a row, but I think the total has a lot more likelihood here. The Red Sox are 5-0 to the over as an underdog this year. They're 4-0 this year on the road as road underdogs this year. And they are 4-0 to the over, or 5-0 to the over in the last five road games against a winning record. Some of that's dating back to last year. I just think this is an offense for the Red Sox who they're clicking, and I think they're going to be able to put some runs up here on J.A. Happ, who has got off to a decent start this year. I don't know how, you know, you take one start where he went four innings, gave up three hits, one earned run before he handed off to the bullpen, a 4-3 loss to the Twins against the Tigers on April the 6th. So, you know, it's a 2.25 ERA, but it's a very small sample size. Red Sox have been hitting everybody right now, and they're also getting hit like crazy. So I'm on the over 9 at minus 120. All right. So two bets on one game, Red Sox to win and the over 9, half a unit on each. So we have a full unit committed to the Red Sox and the Twins. I'm going to do this again coming up here for hockey. And this is the experiment I am doing. So I'm going to try to get involved with multiple bets on one game and see how that works out. Rather than spreading it around, take a game that I'm watching, taking a game that I'm seeing, and try to make multiple bets on it. Hockey has been very good to us. And so that's why I'm going to try it in hockey. You guys are kind of forcing my hand to do it in baseball, but I'm going to try it in hockey where I get involved here with two bets on one game. For the NHL so far, I am 68-49. All right. So I'm up over 5 units in hockey so far this year in 2021. So I feel a little bit comfortable doing this. I'm seeing hockey pretty well. I like how I'm reading it. So let's kind of consistently continue to do this when it comes to maybe experimenting a little bit. With baseball, we're just kind of, you know, we're 4-6 on the year in baseball. We didn't play baseball yesterday, right? Yeah, we didn't play baseball yesterday. But yeah, we got hockey right yesterday, got the NBA wrong, 0-2 on the NBA yesterday. The podcast picks have done really well, by the way. I've got to stop adding because I burned myself yesterday or 2 days ago with the player props by adding, and then I added the Celtics over against the Nuggets, and it would have been a 2-1 day. I'm 7-3 over my last 3 days on the podcast, but I'm not because I've the last three ads I've lost on the ads. So that's frustrating. Or no, if you add that, I would be, 7-3. I went 0-1, 0-2, and 1-1. So 1-4, you got to add to that. So it's an 8-7 record for the Daily Juice over the last 3 days because of the ads. So the pod, I'm seeing things really well when I'm recording the pod and you guys are getting it on YouTube and the audio, you're getting good plays. And if you're just betting the plays, that's great. The ads have been sort of my problem here. So I'm going to try to stop adding for a couple of days because I'm clearly not seeing things right leading up to tip off or kickoff or whatever, or dropping the puck. So just the podcast bets have been good, not so much with the ads. So no ads coming today on the Discord channel, at least for today on a Monday. But so Red Sox money line over 9 at minus 120. And I have a parlay to give you. So the other two bets that came in were the Padres against the Pirates on the run line. Yu Darvish going to the hill for the Padres up against Trevor Cahill. And the Astros with Zach Greinke on the mound for the Astros up against Casey Mize of the Detroit Tigers. I parlayed the Astros and the Padres, not run line, just money line, both them together, and I got plus 104. So pretty much even money. So I like both those picks. Not really the run line, but just to win. Padres on the road at the Pirates, who are awful. And then the Astros, who have played very well this year, on at home against the Tigers, who are not good. Astros are 6-3, but they're 1-2 at home. 0-3 on the road for the Tigers, though. This feels like a get-right spot for the Astros at home up against Detroit. Detroit's not good. So Astros money line, Padres money line, the two other bets that were not selected. So I'm kind of tipping the cap to you guys who were kind of angry, like, what the hell are you picking the Red Sox for? This is ridiculous. They're going to get shelled. Perez is horrible. Yes, I agree. So that's kind of my tip of the cap to you guys is we're okay, fine. So we didn't get the Padres run line or the Astros run line. But we're going to take Padres and Astros money line, parlay them together, half a unit at plus 104. All right. So three plays in baseball, Red Sox money line, over nine runs, Twins, Red Sox, and Padres, Astros, moneyline parlay at plus 104. Let's go to hockey. One game, two bets. The Toronto Maple Leafs up against the Montreal Canadiens. The Maple Leafs have won six straight games. Montreal is horrific. These games have, it's a 4-1 mark for Toronto up against Montreal so far this year, including a 3-2 win the last time these two teams played back on the 7th of April. It's been 5-4, 4-2, 2-1, 5-3, and 3-2. Montreal has lost 4 of 5. They are looking horrible. Carey Price is out still, although you could say that Jake Allen's played fairly well, including a pretty good performance the last time these two teams played, only giving up three goals in that 3-2 loss back on the 7th of April. But for Toronto, they have been scoring. They've been, you know, they scored six goals against Ottawa. They won 6-5. They scored five goals against Calgary, four goals against Calgary, and two goals against Winnipeg in a 2-1 win. So looking at this game, I just think you ride with the Maple Leafs here. I don't think you can fade them against a bad Canadiens team. I have the Canadiens win total, their point total. Remember that bet we made earlier? And I'm getting concerned about it just because I need them to pick up the pace a little bit here. But this is one of these games where I don't see them getting there. And Montreal is probably going to miss the postseason. They've got 43 points right now. Their point total was 65.5. I've got the over 65.5 on Montreal, and we're running out of games here. I need Montreal to get going. The only way Montreal wins this game is if it's a low scoring game. So here's how I've played this. I took Toronto on the money line at minus 134 for a half a unit. The way this game goes, where Montreal wins it and Montreal, you know, protects the home ice. I mean, they're 0-4 in their last four games as a home underdog. It's not good, but you know, the under, there are some numbers you could say that maybe there's something you can look at from an under perspective. The under is 5-2 against the last seven games. It's kind of weird on a Monday, but who really cares about that? The under is 3-1-1 in Maple Leafs games on the road, or last five games at home against the Maple Leafs. And Montreal is a team that, you know, their under is 5-2 against the last seven in the NHL. So their unders have been coming in. Under is 5-1 in the Montreal's last six games as an underdog. So I bet under six goals at minus 115 in this game as well. So I have a full unit going here for Toronto and Montreal. Toronto to win, but under six goals to come in here at minus 115. Because what happens in my mind, if Montreal is going to win the game, it's much like the game that happened back on the 7th of April, where it was a 3-2 win for the Canadiens. They don't have the firepower to hang with Toronto. So if they can hold Toronto down and hold them just two or three goals, then they've got a shot to win the game. But what's also interesting about this is that Jack Campbell is 11-0 to start the year. He just broke the record for the most consecutive wins to start a season in NHL history with an 11-0 record. You can't go against this guy right now. It's incredible what he has done. In April, he's 4-0 with a 2.71 goals against average, which is tremendous. I mean, in the wins, his goals against now is 1.88 overall in the last 11 wins for Toronto. I mean, he's playing incredibly well. And Toronto's got multiple great goaltenders because, you know, I think Frederik Andersen wants his job. And he's got a 2.91 goals against. So he's really good, too. So good problem to have for Toronto. And Carey Price being out for Montreal, again, not horrible for Allen. He's played okay. Jake Allen's played okay for Montreal. But need him to just give up two goals, three goals max here tonight in this one against Toronto and Montreal. Okay. So again, two bets. One game, Toronto money line under six goals coming up for tonight. All right. No NBA plays, no NBA player props today. It's just baseball and just hockey to go tonight on a Monday. All right. So again, to recap the plays, Red Sox money line at plus 124, the over nine runs in that game against the Twins at minus 120, Padres Astros money line parlay at plus 104, and Toronto money line minus 135 and the under six goals against the Canadiens at minus 115 for the plays five of them going off, including the Discord plays. So really four of my bets and then one of yours for the Discord bet of the week. 3-2 on that so far. My name is Matt Peralta. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt every single morning. It's the Daily Juice Podcast right here on bettingpros.com, brought to you by BetMGM.